Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's up, Memphis? It's Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. The Memphis Tigers will be in action this weekend at the Liberty Bowl against North Texas. We will talk about that in just a second. But first, let me set up the show for you today. At 4:25, we are going to talk to Dan Wolkin, USA Today columnist. He had a nice column recently about Lance Leipold, the head coach at Kansas, and the impact of the coaching carousel at those bottom-dweller schools. But Kansas revived 3-0 and sold out this weekend against Duke. Exciting, exciting game there. Four stories at 4:44. We will discuss four stories. One is about a rumored Super Bowl halftime performer. I know Bennett is excited, but we will tell you who that is at four stories at 4:44. At 5 o'clock, we will talk to Jeff Calkins. We may do a little bit more NFL. Do dinner to go and get out of here. But I want to start with the Memphis Tigers, who play tomorrow in the Liberty Bowl against future conference opponent North Texas, the Mean Green.
Yep.
It's a big game. I think every Memphis Tigers game I consider this to be a pretty big game. It's like it's a game that the Tigers got to get. They're 12.5-point favorites.
It's a game they got to get, yeah.
This is a get-it-done game for Memphis, and just – I think you want to feel good about things after that Arkansas State game was a little bit closer than we all expected it to be.
Right.
And it was a little bit uncomfy. This is one you want to just run away with. And I think that they're set up well to do so because North Texas, not a very good football team, what we've seen so far.
No, they do have wins over UTEP and Texas Southern. They did lose 48-10 to SMU in their second game, and they are coming off a 58-27 loss at UNLV. And I actually just asked Brad out in the hallway because he's a UNLV graduate, and I was like, "Is UNLV any good?" And he's like, "No, they suck." So that should tell you everything you need to know about this game the Tigers are heading into tomorrow. I mean, I think that North Texas might be better than that suggests, but the Tigers should be able to take care of this one tomorrow. I expect a big Seth Hennigan game. I'll say that much. Because, you look at, like, that they lost, I think it was 48-27 to SMU, and then, no, hang on, I got it right here. It was 48-10 to SMU and 58-27 to UNLV. So obviously opposing teams can put up numbers on North Texas, and I would expect the Tigers to be able to do the same tomorrow.
Yeah, I like that you brought up Seth Hennigan. If you read the Daily Memphian, Frank Bonner had a story this week about hero or zero Seth Hennigan. And it was interesting to me, not because I think people are critical of Seth Hennigan, but I think that maybe sometimes we lose sight of the fact of just like how public some of these guys are. And even though I'd say 95% of Memphis football fans think Seth Hennigan is awesome, and rightfully so, because he's been awesome. Seth said people are in his Instagram DMs telling telling him that he sucks and stuff like that. And to me, that's just like outrageous. But I guess that's just part of being a college quarterback at this level is like you're going to have
makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. But Seth,
he's probably the best player on the team. Like, come on.
Yeah. I would say definitely the best player on the team.
Yeah, like what are we talking about here?
But it's just interesting to see that like that still happens. Who knows? That could be like
trolls.
Bot accounts. Yeah, whatever. But still, it's interesting to hear him talk about that in Frank's story, and you can go read that over the Daily Memphian if you desire. But I think Seth should skate free of criticism in this game. I have a feeling he's going to put up big numbers. Another thing that we haven't talked about this week is that there is a Memphis and North Texas connection. Are you familiar?
Ren Baker.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, former associate AD at Memphis, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A former associate AD at Memphis, now the North Texas Athletic Director, John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show here every day from 11 to 2 o'clock, interviewed Ren Baker this week, and Ren said, quote, and he asked about Memphis's brand, mm-hmm. potentially being able to move on, like conference realignment, that whole thing, because when Ren was here, it was years and years ago. They've hired new coaches since then. They actually have gone through a couple of athletic directors, and so now they're on Laird. And Ren said, quote, I think the Memphis brand is as strong as it's ever been. I get the frustration. You feel your program is deserving. Memphis is deserving of those opportunities, but you can't control who makes those decisions and why. The U of M and officials and fans have done a really good job of making incremental improvements every day. If they continue to focus on growth and making the improvements, opportunities will come. Memphis has proven in basketball and football they can be an institution that can compete at a high level with anybody. All it takes is breaking through once or twice. I guess that makes you feel good, but at the same time, you don't want the athletic director, in my opinion, of a school that's coming into your conference, like saying, yeah, you just need to break through Memphis to get there.
Right.
I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to digest that. And like, you want to feel good about it because he's being complimentary of Memphis. But we've talked about it this week. Like, you're about to join a conference with UAB and Rice and Charlotte mm-hmm. and North Texas.
Don't disparage UAB.
UAB is.
I respect UAB. I respect the Blazers.
You like that addition.
I don't mind it, just because it's, you know, so I saw somebody actually talking last night about, I don't remember who said it on Twitter, but they said, who is Memphis's rival in football? And I couldn't think of it. Like, who is their rival in football? Who are the Tigers' rival in football?
At one point, I would say that UCF and Memphis was fierce.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd put it.
When Norvell was here, it was a very high-profile matchup.
Right.
Yeah, like that was on the national radar
and
for sure.
And every year for like 4 or 5
yeah.
years. Yeah.
Yeah, but now you don't play them anymore. And so it's how can you call them a rival? Like I don't think there's anyone in the conference right now, you know, going forward that is a rival. I know we play UCF at home this year, but that's the last time we're going to see him for a while, if ever. Same with Houston. So like, I don't know who it is. I mean, someone said Arkansas State, and I was like, God, it might actually be. You play him every year. Like, I don't know. So I think that's an issue a bit. You need, and it's why I mentioned UAB. Like, that's why I kind
of
welcome that.
Battle
I'm
of
like,
the Bones.
At least there's freaking history there, right?
There's a trophy.
Yeah, there's a trophy. Like, well, let's bring back the Battle of the Bones because at least you got some history there. You do want to see in football the team that you root for have a big rival, right? And right now, it just kind of feels like that there's not just one that really stands out as a Memphis football fan. But, you know, I'm excited about this weekend. Like I said, I think Seth has a chance to have a really big game because North Texas allows teams to put up a ton of points. And this 3-game stretch is important, man. It really is. I think, you know, you get this win, then you get really in the thick of conference play, two at home before you go on the road to East Carolina. We're going to learn
a
lot.
Winnable ones. All of these are winnable.
We're going to learn a lot about the Tigers over the next few weeks. You really want to be riding a 5-game winning streak or a 4-game winning streak going into that Houston game on October 7th.
Yeah, I feel like a resounding win here is a chance to kind of put the last week, not only last week in the rearview mirror, but also like week one against Mississippi State, you can feel great. If your only loss is Mississippi State going into the conference schedule and you get some wins and you're building some momentum if you're Memphis, I think you got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
This is a chance, it really feels like, to be a momentum builder. I also wanted to mention, we did have breaking news on the Memphis football scheduling front today.
Okay.
Which
is?
Laird Veach said that they have replaced the Missouri game next year with Bethune-Cookman. Your thoughts?
I mean, it is hard to schedule a game on the fly like that.
Yeah,
right?
That's a huge ask, right?
Yeah.
Power Five school has a set schedule already.
That's right.
Point.
It was going to be hard to replace Missouri with another Power Five school, even a lower level Power Five school. So I get it. It's not inspiring, but I understand.
Can you sell yourself though on just having a win?
I still think it's lame Missouri pulled out of that game, but whatever.
Can you sell yourself on having a win?
Who do you think you are? You freaking Missouri. Sure.
Like I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to just start the season off with a feel good blowout victory. Of course you want to be able to play one of the Power Five opponents every year so that you can prove yourself. But what are you really proving by beating a terrible Missouri team next year?
No, I get it.
Not too much. I mean, I would honestly, I don't hate just starting the season off with a big win.
And Gary said this on the show before, like if you're looking for something to be optimistic about, you know, until hopefully one day you do get in the Power Five, it's that you have an opportunity to just dominate and have like a great record, you know, as one of those schools outside of the Power Five, right? Like, you know, that
you would think they'll do it in basketball for sure.
Of course.
In football, you've got just as good of an opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're gonna have an opportunity as long as Ryan Silverfield's able to keep recruiting big-time players to this program. They're going to have a chance to have a ton of wins every single year in the conference that they're in.
Elsewhere this weekend, I am very excited for this Florida and Tennessee game. I did see that, I mean, so College Game Day is going to be there, which on its own was going to make this a huge game because it's Tennessee and Florida. It's a longstanding rivalry. Tennessee has life this year and looks pretty good. People were mad at me, by the way, when I tweeted that Tennessee looked really good in the first game against Ball State. Well, Tennessee looks really good now. And my sister is a current student at Tennessee. Trust me, I'm not a Tennessee fan. I'm an Alabama grad. But she said that it is just pure chaos on campus there. And today I saw that Danny White, the athletic director for Tennessee, said that there is now a viewing party for outside of the stadium because they sold out of the tickets so fast and the tickets are such an expensive ticket. Other people wanted a chance to watch this game and be a part of it. So Neyland Stadium filled up, viewing party outside. That game is going to be absolutely crazy. I think that Tennessee is going to roll. Because I'm just not convinced that Anthony Richardson is a very good quarterback. He got all the hype after they beat Utah and just looked pretty bad against Kentucky. He doesn't look as fast as he looked in the first game. Makes you wonder if he might be hurt. I think this has Tennessee written all over it. But because I think that, the game will be drunk and it'll be chaos because it's going to be such a crazy atmosphere there. If I were a betting man, I think I would take Tennessee in the first quarter. I haven't been able to see a line on that yet, but Josh Heupel is a great script writer at the beginning of games. He's really good at drawing up those first few drives. There's going to be so much energy at that place tomorrow. It just feels like, to me, this has Vols written all over it.
Yeah, I mean, they're 10.5-point favorites. They've looked good so far. I'm with you there. I wanted to ask you, because I know you're an Alabama fan, Vandy's at Alabama this weekend. Do you think they'll cover?
40 points?
That's 40 and a half.
40 and a half. You get the hook, too.
Vandy's scrappy, dude.
Look, Vandy has played horrible competition this year.
Yeah.
They do have a quarterback that can move the ball. Like, that is a good... That's something that Vanderbilt does have, which is great for them. This is going to be a blowout. It'll be ugly, but this has backdoor cover written all over it. This is this has 48-0, and then Bama second string comes in, and this game ends 48-21 or 48-14 or something along those lines. That's where I see this going. I would probably take the points, though.
By the way, I'm seeing conflicting reports about your Bethune-Cookman thing.
Really?
Eric says that Bethune-Cookman is replacing North Texas next season, since North Texas will be a conference game, and that the Missouri game's still being worked on.
Hold on. Hold on.
You said it.
No, I know. I'm like 99.9% sure that this is happening. Yes. Here we go. Here's a report from the Daily Memphian today. Frank Bonner, 9:39 a.m. Okay. So Laird Veach said this on Mornings with Greg and Eli this morning. He said that they were playing Bethune-Cookman. So.
They're replacing.
It's done. Yeah, it's done. They're playing.
But they're not replacing Missouri.
We'll open the season against Bethune-Cookman. Memphis also has a game with Missouri scheduled for September 23rd that could possibly be taken off the schedule.
So I think they're replacing North Texas.
Potentially.
We don't know.
We don't know where this is going.
I think you did okay there.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
No, but going back to this weekend, like, honestly, that Duke Kansas game is kind of fun. Like,
stoked
yeah,
for it.
Yeah. I mean, they're both 3-0, like both like kind of doormat programs in their conferences. Like, it's kind of a fun one.
I'm excited for Duke and Kansas. I'm excited for Oregon State and USC. Duke and Kansas is just fun because it's sold out, and both of those teams are Kansas has a legitimately good offense. Like, if you've watched them this year, Kansas can actually move the ball and has real life and has beaten good opponents. Duke seems to be a little bit more fraudulent to me, but that atmosphere is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
And actually, Dan Wolken wrote about the coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. We will talk to him about that next when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on USA Today columnist Dan Wolgan. Let's make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dan, the Kansas and Duke football game, believe it or not, is sold out this weekend. I thought you had a nice column earlier this week on Kansas's coach Lance Leipold and coaches in general at the lower levels of college football. Can you just give the people a gist of what you wrote about?
Well, Lance Leipold is a guy who was extremely successful in Division III. He coached at Wisconsin-Whitewater. He won, I think, 7 national championships at Division III and just had a ridiculously dominant program. But the reality is Division I, and especially the Football Bowl subdivision, they don't really take any of that very seriously when they look at who to hire for coaching jobs, because they largely don't have a lot of context for it and they don't think they can sell it to their fans. These coaching searches are so much about winning the press conference and the reaction and the fallout. And so a lot of these lower division guys, even if they can really coach, they don't get considered. And it took Buffalo, which was at the time one of the worst programs out there, to make what was considered a really risky outside-the-box decision when they brought in Lance. And he obviously killed it there, and then he gets the job at Kansas, and he's got that thing turned around pretty fast. There's some other examples like this. The guy at Washington, Kalen DeBoer, a long time at the lower levels, won, I think, 3 NAIA championships. What does that mean or what is that worth? I don't know exactly, but he has worked his way up in Division I, and now he's the head coach of Washington. It looks like he's doing pretty well. So I guess my overall point was that there's a lot of coaching talent in the lower levels, but we don't hear about them, and these administrators just don't really take risks on guys like this because they're afraid, for their own jobs. And I do think even though the success rate in general hiring coaches is pretty low, I think they'd be smart to look a little bit deeper than just the guys that everybody knows or the guys that get a lot of media hype.
Do you think that Lance Leipold will have a chance to change this? Is this something that you can sense is like a shift, or nothing's going to change as a result of things like this?
I think it's really hard to change it because, especially now, these athletic directors are essentially tied to their football coaches. Just as an example, there's a lot of talk about Georgia Tech, that they're going to fire Jeff Collins and the athletic director, Todd Stansberry, at the same time. And this is like something that you see more and more where the football coach doesn't work out, you fire both the coach and the athletic director, and so that you have a new athletic director to make the decision. So because the success of the athletic director is so closely tied into and judged by the football hire they make, they're just risk averse. They just want somebody who they feel like is going to be give them some positive publicity, some excitement and all that stuff. And obviously there's some recruiting element to it as well. But I would argue, with NIL becoming such a huge factor in recruiting, maybe start to think about just hiring the best coach that you can find, the best just pure football coach, and then, let your boosters do what they do when it comes to NIL.
As far as Lance Leipold goes, do you expect that he will be at Kansas much longer? It's almost a shame. Like, Kansas might be one of the schools willing to take a chance, and yet they still probably won't be able to hold on to their coach, correct?
Well, he's 58 years old, so I think from his standpoint, he could look at it and say, I get one more move in me and I need to go to a big-time program. honestly, I don't know if I would necessarily want to do Nebraska. You know, maybe he will. Maybe he'll wait for a different job. I don't know what he's thinking. But you know, it's hard to keep a successful coach at Kansas. I think history shows that. But at the same time, at this stage of his life and career, maybe he just says, hey, listen, I'm just going to ride this out here and try to build Kansas into something really good. I don't know.
The other, the biggest game of the weekend is probably Tennessee and Florida. College game day will be there. The atmosphere should be pretty crazy outside of Neyland Stadium and inside. Are the Vols for real this year? Is this the year that it finally looks like they have it all together?
Well, they're good. They're definitely good. Now, you know, are they great? I don't think we're going to find that out when they play Florida. I think we're going to find that out when they play Alabama, Georgia. That's where it certainly becomes a lot tougher. But they're going to beat Florida. Florida's really very mediocre, in my opinion, and they just don't have a lot of offense. Tennessee can certainly score. They get the game at home. I'd be shocked if Tennessee didn't look good in this game. But I think in determining whether they're, you know, they're for real in the sense of contending in the SEC, it'll take a little bit longer and a better opponent before we figure that out.
The way that the SEC is sort of developing at the moment is interesting to me because it at least feels like Tennessee has some positive momentum going. And then Georgia, for sure, has looked like the best team in the country this year. I saw Paul Feinbaum had a take this week that he thinks Georgia has surpassed Alabama as the top of college football. What do you think about that?
You could make the argument for sure, not just based on the result last year, but you look at some of the trends and the recruiting that Georgia's done. They're set up like Alabama has been, where you lose a bunch of guys to the NFL and then immediately you've got the next crop right there and it looks pretty easy. You're just sort of shuffling NFL guys in and out constantly. And they're obviously doing a very good job in development and all of that. I think they would have to have more longevity as the best program in the country to get in that same discussion historically with Alabama. They're not even close to that. But in terms of right now, Georgia was better last year, and they look better this year. So they definitely, I think, have taken on the mantle of the team to beat. But at the same time, I'm not sure Alabama really minds that because it maybe takes a little bit of the pressure off them. And, you know, eventually they'll get their shot in the SEC championship game.
I also wanted to ask you, because it's the biggest sports story around right now, Ime Udoka suspended by the Celtics for an entire season. It's kind of hard to have a take on this when you don't know all the details, but what do you just make of the news that has come out and the suspension that that's been put in place?
Well, I actually don't think it's that hard to have a take without knowing all the details. I think what's happened over the last 24 hours is a lot of people in the media and people who I think are you know, very good and very smart have decided to abandon their common sense and their brains in looking for ways to, like, not take this seriously. And the reality is, the moment, you know, I only needed one tweet yesterday morning when I woke up to understand that he was done as the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And the reason is because everyone got distracted by the word consensual relationship. And that's the narrative that was put out there immediately. He had a consensual relationship with an employee. But that's not the issue. The issue isn't consent. The issue of whether it's consensual or not is whether or not he's, you know, going to have some sort of, you know, criminal or civil litigation come to him personally. The issue is a workplace issue. It's a workplace environment issue. And, you know, I'm sure, like, a lot of people out there have had to do, you know, all this HR training and, you know, understanding, you know, what you can and can't do. Every big company has got policies on workplace romance or dating, and what has to happen, especially if it involves somebody who's a superior or somebody in a position of power in the workplace. And the only way that this quote-unquote consensual relationship would have risen to the level of the Celtics knowing about it, especially given the fact that, one or both people involved may have actually, you know, had other partners at the time, is that it became a workplace issue. That's why it came to the attention of the Boston Celtics. That's why there was discussion of a suspension, you know, per the initial reports. So once that's already part of the conversation, then he's done. It's over. Because obviously something happened there that would have that made it actionable by the team. So we're eventually, I'm sure, going to learn a lot more details about exactly what went down. And I've done, you know, some reporting on myself, and I can't really, you know, talk about things that I haven't nailed down, but I just don't think it's that complicated of a story, and the guy's never going to coach for the Boston Celtics again. And that's completely appropriate, in my view, based on the potential ramifications of crossing that workplace line.
There's been a lot of criticism about the way that it's been covered, and you just mentioned that. I think part of the other criticisms that you heard of yesterday, like people trying to link it to Brett Favre, and is that what you view as the most problematic? Like, it's just, to me, they're two separate situations, very clearly, both in Brett Favre's case, obviously terrible. I guess, where did this go wrong as far as the way that it's been handled?
Here's the deal. Whataboutism has sort of become our national pastime in America, whether you're talking about sports, politics, whatever. And people just don't really seem to be able to deal with wrongdoing individually and sort of saying, all right, we can deal with this and that and the other at the same time, without sort of comparing them when they have nothing to do with each other. I think where people got sidetracked on this deal and started to, you know, try to do the whataboutism with Brett Favre and, you know, Robert Sarver and all this other stuff is because of that narrative of consensual sex. And people want to focus on the sex. That's what they want to focus on. And this, I could care less about the sex. It's nothing to do with it. Every consensual relationship, potentially, no matter where it is or what context it is going to go through different phases. And let's just say, and it doesn't matter if it's him or her, at some point, one of those two parties is most likely going to change the way they feel about that relationship. One of them may want out of it for whatever reason. At that point, then it's not really about consensual sex. It's about the workplace environment and whether whether one of those two parties feels as if they can't function professionally in the workplace without some type of repercussion. And that's why if you're the head coach of the Boston Celtics, you cannot start, you know, dating other employees in the organization. That's where people got sidetracked on this, because it was all about two adults having sex. That's not the issue. And, you know, if you just sort of focus on what actually matters here, then this is very easy to understand.
That was USA Today columnist Dan Wolkin. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wolkin, and you can go read his column about college football coaching carousel over there on USA Today. Dan, I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, man. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to do four stories at 4:44, and we are going to discuss the rumored Super Bowl halftime performer. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Longshot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
How about a win? How about a win? How about a win with top prizes? How about a bid for a win and a play for quick bucks? How about a win with a win and a bid for $1, $2, $5, $10 quick games, the best cash games around. How about a win with a win and sold at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer.
Try the new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. They're loaded with top prizes from $50 up to $5,000. Get them before they're going gone. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. It's the largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they're the best, the absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. I hope you never deal with a disaster. You know, something like water damage due to a busted water heater or frozen pipes or a toilet that overflows. I don't want you to ever have to deal with fire damage or smoke damage, mold, or damage caused by some storm, straight line winds. But if you ever encounter any of these issues, please make sure to call ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. The motto is we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 624-9200. They're available 24/7. It's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com.
Football season is here, and James Davis has loaded up with five-pocket performance stretch and cotton stretch pants for you to wear to those tailgates. They've also got sports shirts plus a big selection of quarter zips to help you look your best for the games when the nights get cool, and stance shirts for the perfect custom fit also remain available. It literally takes seconds to get measured. Then the folks at James Davis punch the measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside the store. You grab that shirt, put it on, and what you're going to realize quickly is that the shirt looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you pick the fabric, the pattern, and the shirt will be made specifically for you. It'll be ready in 2 weeks. You cannot beat it. And understand that Stant custom pants are available at James Davis as well. You need a new suit. Those Paul Bettany suits are still priced two for $895. Get a black one, get a blue one, then you'll be good to go. Simply put, we are lucky to have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it's time for you to stop by. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, online, jamesdavismemphis.com. If you live in the Memphis area, you should have heard of Stack's Pancake Kitchen by now. It's tremendous. My favorite breakfast spot, and this is Gary Parrish with some great news, specifically that the new location is open in South Haven. They're in the new Silo Square, right across from Snowden. So Stack's is now in East Memphis, Germantown, and South Haven, meaning wherever you are, you're close to one. It's locally owned and operated. More importantly, it's awesome. So pop into one of the locations or let Stack's cater for you. It's Stack's Pancake Kitchen, home of the outstanding Stack's Breakfast Burger, online, stackspancakes.com.
This is Loyalty Lab Interview 6, subject grandmother's loyalty. Margie, what do you do when your grandson misbehaves?
Angels don't misbehave.
Here we study the most loyal, like you and... Oh, there goes the lamp.
Shouldn't have put it there.
Shell and the Fuel Rewards program has our members' backs, too. It's super easy to save on every gallon. Loyal, just like how you acted like that wasn't his fault.
Someone should clean that up before he gets hurt.
Yes! Loyal, just like that.
10 years of FR.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Dancing crew. Trip for two. Nail the final interview. Game with Doug. Brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Right now, you can get free carpet installation from the Home Depot. So while we're putting in your new carpet, you'll have more time to take care of the lawn. Get started on dinner. Or just lay down and relax on your new carpet after it's installed. Ah. Get your free carpet installation started with the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Get ready for Luke Bryan. Live. Raised Up Right Tour. Raised Up Right. October 6th, Landers Center. Luke Bryan with special guests. Riley Green, Mitchell Timpenny, and DJ Rock. Tickets are on sale now. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Tonight, a starry night and pleasant, low of 65. Weather brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 444.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
We have a rumored Super Bowl halftime performer. It's not locked. It's not official. Nothing here is official.
Okay, so conflicting reports. But earlier today, Variety, reputable. Variety, reputable magazine. Variety's a magazine, right?
Think so.
More digital now, I believe, yeah.
Got no idea.
But... so anyways, there was rumors going around earlier today, and then Variety comes out and says that sources have confirmed that Taylor Swift, pop icon, one of the best-selling artists of all time, will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show this year. And so, of course, that gets the internet buzzing. Taylor Swift, one of the biggest artists in the world. However, TMZ then comes out later this afternoon and says that their sources close to the situation have said that it's not true. So
I tend to believe TMZ here.
Conflicting reports out there from reputable news sites, Variety and TMZ. I mean, I guess TMZ is more into the news world. Variety more of like stories, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought that it sounded like a really good idea. I think if you can get Taylor Swift to be the Super Bowl halftime show, you do that.
Here's why it would make sense for it to be Taylor Swift is that I'm 99% sure she's got a new album releasing.
Yeah, she's got a new album. This is right up my alley. I work for a pop music station. Okay, she's got a new album called Midnight coming out here in a couple weeks. This is how big Taylor Swift is. Like, people are talking about the names of the songs on the track list. Like, that's the Taylor Swift news today. Besides, obviously, this big Super Bowl halftime show news, but. We don't know. The reports are conflicting. Like I said, we don't have confirmation on if she's going to perform, if she's not going to perform. The reason that the rumors got started about it was that in the past, the Super Bowl halftime show has been the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, and Taylor Swift has an affiliation with Coca-Cola, and so she was never able to perform the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show for obvious reasons. But this season, the halftime show is sponsored by Apple Music, and Taylor Swift has a big relationship with Apple Music. So that's why a lot of people thought that it might be her.
That does check out.
It does check out. I will say, like, I would be pissed off if I'm the NFL and, like, this isn't happening, but the rumors are out there now because...
That's
the thing. You didn't start the rumors if you're the NFL, and so now you've got a lot of people all over the place thinking that Taylor Swift is going to be the halftime show performer. And if she's not, then like, who are you going to get at the NFL? If you're the NFL, that's as big as Taylor Swift. Like, whoever you get is going to be a disappointment in a lot of people's eyes, right?
Oh, I don't think
you have to get somebody massive. Because I mean,
I'm trying to think of a name, and I right now on the spot, and I honestly can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can think whatever you want about Taylor Swift. You can't deny she is one of the biggest artists of all time at this point. Like, she is one of the best-selling artists of all time. She's one of the only modern artists that sells the crap out of records. Like, I mean, I'm just keeping it real here. So it'll be interesting to see, like, what the – I'm just going to –
Her fan base is so crazy. Taylor Swift's fan base is so crazy that there's 100% definitely a part of the non-football fan universe that will watch the Super Bowl purely because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm just looking at, like, the best selling artist of all time and seeing, like, if there's anybody new that's on the list, or anybody modern. This, I mean, you've had Beyonce in recent years. So
yeah,
you're not doing Beyonce. You're not doing Lady Gaga,
Katy Perry. Those are gone.
You know, Eminem, you just had him.
Eminem, right?
I just don't know who. I mean, people have suggested Kanye West. I don't think the NFL would do Kanye West.
No way the NFL would put up with that headache.
No. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at, like, has Drake performed at the Super Bowl halftime show recently?
Don't think so.
I mean, that's a guy that, like, you. I think you would do Drake.
Yeah, you would do Drake.
Yeah, I mean, just like the, you know, the modern artists like Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, Kanye, Drake. You know, that sell a lot of records. I just don't know, man. I think
Bieber would be a big one,
but it would be a disappointment from not having Taylor Swift.
Really? I don't know.
Of course it would. There are way more Taylor Swift fans out there than Justin Bieber.
I think you're probably better versed than me in like the music fan scene here, but
I think if you're and they probably already have it locked up. We just don't know who it is yet. They usually have this thing announced by now. I feel like this is usually when the announcement comes out around this time of year in the fall. So it'll be interesting. I feel bad for whoever the artist is, though, because, like, again,
Unless it's Taylor Swift.
Right. But that's the rumor today that Taylor Swift, Variety said their sources confirmed she will be performing the Super Bowl halftime show this year. And then TMZ came out and said that she will not be, that Variety report was not true. So we'll probably find out the truth here soon.
Story number two.
Yeah. Okay. So did you see what happened in the Redbirds game last night? Did you watch this?
I did not see what happened last night, but I've heard about what
Okay,
happened.
It was on SportsCenter. Scott Van Pelt played the clip. So the Redbirds game last night, they're playing, I don't even know who they're playing, GWN. Who is GWN?
Gwinnett Stripers, I think.
Great, okay. Yeah. So Delvin Perez, he's third baseman for the Memphis Redbirds, and he hits a towering fly ball to left field during the sixth inning. Redbirds win 6-1, so no harm, no foul, but he hits a towering fly ball to the left field during the sixth inning, and he immediately puts his head down, flips his bat. He's headed into the home run trot. Like this is, you know, everything you want to see in a home run celebration, except it wasn't a home run. Here's what it sounded like.
Struck out two. 1-1 pitch. Perez launches this one out to left center. And the wind, oh my goodness, going to knock it down.
He thought that was gone.
So did I. Molloy makes the catch. Perez, I think, still thinks it's out.
Oh,
he's
going
around the bases.
He thinks it's gone. Oh, no.
I mean, we were just talking during the break. He pimped it. We were talking during the break about Javier Baez, 2016 wild card round against the San Francisco Giants. Ball crushed like that out to left. Lands in the basket, but that one lands in the glove of Molloy.
Went around the bases.
I mean, you can't hit a ball much harder.
So good. In fairness, it did look like a home run, and there's a big screen out there in the outfield. So, if you're at home plate, like, I can understand maybe not, but it's so good. Like, dude, he stares down the pitcher. He trots around the bases, and it's not until he almost gets back to home plate that his teammates are like, "Dude, it wasn't a home run," and they all give him crap in the dugout. Like, it was a pretty funny video, and the Redbirds end up winning. So no harm, no foul.
It's
just a funny video, and again, it made SportsCenter last night, so I wanted to bring it up.
I did see the Redbirds were trolling today on Twitter, and they put a picture of a 280 sign that they put out there to the outfield to ahead of the warning track where the guy caught the ball just to make fun of him.
Big weekend for the Redbirds, too.
Yeah, big weekend for the Redbirds because this is the final time you can watch the Redbirds at home this season. And Saturday, tomorrow, is Grizzlies night at the Redbirds game. They're giving out Grizzlies-themed Redbirds jerseys for the first 5,000 fans in attendance.
They're pretty sweet.
I can't make any promises, but I think there's a pretty good chance that some Grizzlies players could be present, and Zach Randolph will be present signing autographs before the game. So get out to AutoZone Park before you can't go watch the Redbirds anymore.
Yeah, Grizzlies night, and then on Sunday they're doing like the Bark in the Park where you can bring your dog. I think it's like ice cream day too. So the Redbirds got a lot of stuff going on this weekend at AutoZone Park for their final home stand, so get out there, support that team.
Story number three.
My Miami Dolphins, because my Bears
are
so bad.
Dude.
My Miami Dolphins.
You should be ashamed of that picture of you in a Dolphins jersey. As a Bears
fan. It's a Tua jersey, man. I'm a Tua fan.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You can't do that.
You can support your guys. You're not allowed to support your guys?
You know, I was thinking about this. Like, would I wear like a... You know, like a Calvin Austin, Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't like the Steelers. I don't think I could do that.
Like, I think you could do that. You couldn't wear a Steelers Calvin Austin jersey? You couldn't do that?
I don't think so.
You just don't like Calvin Austin enough.
Then. No, I do. He's one of my favorite Tigers.
Not willing to wear his jersey, Bennett.
I'm saying, like, it's not about him. It's about the team. I can't wear another NFL team's colors. I just can't.
Here's the thing is the Bears have been so bad for so long, and they've caused me so much misery. That sometimes, you know, when your team stinks real bad, you just get into fantasy
Now that I understand.
If you had a fantasy player that carried you all the way to the championship, would you wear that, and you won, would you wear that player's jersey?
No.
No. So you just don't support your guys. That's the bottom line. You don't support your guys.
I mean, NFL jerseys are expensive too, dude. I can't be doing that.
Oh, well, actually, if you want to know how I got it, there was like a promo on one of the sports betting apps where if you bet $100, you got a free jersey. And so my free jersey was used to get the Tua jersey because I'm a believer, I'm a supporter, I'm a member of Tuanon. Like, I'm Tua number one fan over here. So, and good news for Tua.
What's up?
Because the Bills are going to be missing a whole bunch of players on Sunday in that game that's taking place in Miami. They're going to be missing Dane Jackson, Micah Hyde, Jordan Phillips, and Ed Oliver, all out for the Bills defense. That is four starters. So, look, I don't want to get ahead of myself. The Bills are the best team in football. They could go put up a billion points.
Well, I was
going to
say, what's the total on that game this weekend? Let's see.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty high. But Dolphins started last season 1-7.
53. That's pretty high.
For an NFL game, yeah, that's pretty high. NFL games go quick.
I could see the over, though. With those guys missing and these two offenses, I don't know.
100%. Anyway, Dolphins started 1-7. Started last season 10-1 since. The Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I think this is the game of the weekend. I know you got Tampa Bay and Green Bay, but I think Bills-Dolphins is probably the biggest game on the slate this weekend, don't you?
That's what I'm most looking forward to. I mean, look, I'll be tuned into Bills-Dolphins before Bears and Texans probably because that one is just going to be atrocious. But, yeah, Bills and Dolphins is a great game. You know what? I wish they would flex these games. Like, Bills-Dolphins should be on Sunday Night Football. Like, it'd be great to leave it open.
Especially, here, you're not going to be able to watch it locally because the Titans game's going to be on, right?
I know.
Like, it'll be if you're watching on CBS on cable, or no, hang on. No, that's not true. The Titans play on Fox on Sunday. So you might actually get Bills Dolphins here locally on CBS.
We'll have to check the coverage map.
Yeah,
I would think
because the other option would probably be Chiefs Colts. But I would think it would be Bills Dolphins that they would carry here locally, but we'll see.
I still think they should go week to week on this and just.
I agree. You know. Yeah.
Story number four.
The U.S. men's national team had a very rough morning today. A 2-0 loss to Japan in a friendly. And it was pretty atrocious from what I read.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.